Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Hologram Radio Show. We are coming to you live here on Sunday, February the 10th, 2013. And my name is Cheryl Catherine Smith.
My name is Ash.
What's your last name? Riot. What's your last name today?
My last name is
Who
Riot.
Who do you want to be today, Ash?
Riot.
You want to be Riot? Mm-hmm. You want to cause a riot? Do you want to create a riot?
Sometimes.
Do you want to be a riot?
Yep.
Are you going to be a riot on the radio tonight?
Yep.
You going to make us laugh?
Oh, yes.
Laugh so hard we piddle our pants?
Like that happened today?
I actually did laugh hard enough today to piddle my pants. I couldn't believe it. It was great.
We have some amazingly funny people in our lives.
We do. And we are blessed. And we are hoping and trusting that we are a blessing to you, our listeners. Welcome to our regulars. Hi. And also, I want to say hello to the new listeners. We know that
hello, new listeners.
We've been getting a lot more listeners. Don's been letting us know back at the headquarters there in, isn't it Paradise, California? That's where Don, where the station?
Let's say yes.
I think it is Paradise because he's always telling me he lives in Paradise, and I believe it. He lives in Paradise, man. And women.
Amen.
A woman.
A woman. I look really weird in this t-shirt. I don't like looking in the window.
Well, good thing you're not...
Yes, I can see myself.
Not on television here.
Fine.
Your t-shirt looks fine.
Fine.
Just because it isn't a band shirt today.
I wear one. I have been wearing band shirts for a long time. I stick to the V-necks.
You're the band shirt queen, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I have all of Ash's hand-me-downs.
She has my hand-me-down band shirts because I just, that if I don't recycle them somehow, like between you and my friend Hans, you have all my band shirts.
I'm in good company.
If anyone out there has one of my band shirts, feel free to give us a call and your prize is another one.
Or if you have an Ash Riot shirt.
Yeah. Actually, my friend Erin, I saw a picture tagged of her and she was wearing one the other day.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it funny when you're walking down the street minding your own business, Ash, and you see someone wearing your own shirt?
That's happened.
I know. That's why I'm saying that.
That's happened.
We haven't had anybody wear any hologram shirts yet because we haven't made them.
But we will be. And then we'll have that happen to us.
Sure. We'll go up and we'll say, hey, can we sign your buttocks?
Sign your buttocks? Well, that's weird. That's weird and cool.
It's weird and it's so cool. Now, this show tonight has nothing to do with buttocks or piddling because you're laughing so hard or band shirts.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it have to do with?
It has to do with timing. Tonight, our show is called It's All About the Timing. And how many of us have often wondered why our lives aren't going as planned? How often have we questioned the idea of whether or not there is even a destiny or fate working in our lives as well? And do they, in fact, even exist?
Yeah.
If so, how then does fate sink in with free will? Cheryl and I will be discussing this concept tonight. And we would love for you
to phone us.
Yeah, I'll give you the numbers because, like I always say, you actually are special tonight because if you call in, you get a single. And but we're going to give you the choice of two singles that you want tonight.
Yeah, definitely.
So we're definitely going to do that for you. So whatever, if you like Hologram and you want some of our music, we'll give it to you free. Pick which single you want. It's yours. 888.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That is okay.
I was going to say one of the main things, though, if you want a free single, everyone, is we must get your email address.
Yeah, that's true. That's exactly. So anyway, 888-627-6008. Call in if you want a song. Also, please tell us how you feel about timing. Tell us how you feel about destiny and fate and how they intertwine, or if they even do.
Well, in your own lives. I mean, this is the one thing about Ash and I, and the reason why we do this show is, yes, we are musicians, but we are so much more, just as you are so much more, because we are definitely living our lives to the best of our ability in every moment.
Yep, that's true.
Sometimes hanging on for dear life, and sometimes just going around jubilantly kissing trees, you know, because we're so happy.
Well, my first example of timing is actually, I just polished off a huge, full to the brim glass of water right before a radio show. So I might have to go pee.
Well, as long as you don't do it here.
I won't.
There you go. Unless I make you laugh so hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
But you're cleaning it up.
Fine, fine, fine. Or I can just like put it on Craigslist. I'm sure someone will do it for free because it'll be like a fetish or something.
Oh, don't even go there.
Anyway.
That's a whole other
show.
So
this is Sunday, February 10th, and we are excited.
We're not in Los Angeles right now.
We are excited. It doesn't have to be, trust me.
No, I know, but my experiences with all that stuff, it's all L.A.
My experience is that it's here. So trust me on
that.
Well,
Vancouver, I guess, is the L.A. of Canada.
What kind of tea did you give me?
I made you green ginger.
Oh, yay, thank you.
Are you enjoying it?
Yep.
We are. Here's a plug for Tazo. We are tonight's radio program is brought to you by Tazo Chai. Not chai. Green ginger tonight. I like chai.
My favorite is their Lotus, and it's so hard to find. If anyone in the States can find Tazo Lotus,
she'll give you a free song.
And sends me a box, I'll give you all of our songs free.
Yeah, it'll cost you, what, about $20 to do that? And she'll give you, what, $6 worth of songs. I think that's a fair exchange.
Yes, I think it's a great exchange.
I'm just teasing.
Fine.
Because when you actually put those songs into what they really cost to make, it's a lot more than 99 cents each.
That's true. But plus, we
labor of love.
We're all
too.
About the love, right? So if anyone knows where you can get Lotus tea, Lotus Tazo. I actually bought 6 or 7 boxes from Whole Foods in Vegas a couple years ago, and I have one left.
Yeah, you gave me one, remember?
Yeah, I think I have one.
You're so nice. When we were back in the days when Ash and I first met, Kevin and I were recording Ash because she's such an amazing, immense talent.
Thank you.
That we wanted to give of our time in our studio to her just so she can get her next CD
out. Before Hologram.
Yeah, this is all before Hologram. Then that's when you were offering us so graciously your Lotus tea.
Yep.
Your treasured possession that you kept in the back of your cupboard, mm-hmm. hoping no one would ever find them because they were so precious.
Yep.
Yeah, we've there come a long go. Way. Now we're Hologram.
Yep.
And we're recording ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that today.
Oh, we have much to tell you. So our weekend has been spent with awesome people, and my family included. And
well, they are, of course, part of
the awesomeness of the people. And we were really, really fortunate to be able to have a new drum set.
Yay!
Care of my dad. And
shout out to George.
Thanks, Dad. And I am the honorary Hologram drummer.
Yay! Thanks, Ash.
Yes. When we actually go live, we're going to need to get a drummer. But I play the drums on the new CD. My dad's probably going to play some too because he's really, really
he's
good.
He's really good.
And so anyway, we've been recording and hanging out with pals this weekend and stuff. And
doing some amazing,
amazing thing.
Just really grateful.
And so we have one of our new, probably one of our first singles off of our new, I guess, EP or something.
Yeah.
Is going to be a song called If There's Nothing Here. And it's... Oh, wow. I'm so excited because I haven't been inspired in a long time. Like, we were driving today in the van and just blasting it because we mastered it, just our first draft, and put it in there. And just with the drums and everything, it sounds amazing. So we're excited. We're really excited. It's all about the timing, and our time is now.
Well, yeah, we're talking about even as musicians, like the timing, because we want to give you, you know, personal experiences to share, right? Because I don't think that anything, none of us really kind of resonate with each other unless we're real and we share real stuff. And so we're talking about our own lives, even as musicians, and the timing even for you, Ash. I mean, you started out when you were 16, 17 years old,
mm-hmm.
and you garnered a lot of attention back in the riot scene time, and you were doing your touring, and you got a lot of people, you know, who were, you know, big in the business interested in your work. You know, there's some people that probably would have said, you know, you should have kept going, and you would have just, you know, gained that momentum and go on and on and on. And who knows where you'd be today. But again, it's all about the timing, right?
It wasn't time to keep going.
Yeah. And sometimes we can even say in our own careers, and anybody out there who is listening, I'm sure you can relate on a personal way here, because there's times in our lives when we have an idea as to what we are or what we want to be or what we think we should be. Mm-hmm. And then we, you know, I know myself here, I sometimes tell the world or the universe or God or whatever you choose to call it, goddess, hey, hello, are you listening? Do you know I'm here? Do you know that this is what's supposed to happen now? Hello.
Exactly.
I had somebody actually give me a lot of freedom when they said there's three answers to prayer. One is yes. One is
not yet.
And the other one is I've got something better. So I like that too, because that kind of relates to timing for me. You know, it's sometimes what we think is the best thing for us isn't the best. And I do believe energetically that what is best for me, what is best for you, is best for all of us. I truly believe, because we are so connected, that the best thing for me, and timing-wise, will be the best thing for all.
Just think of it as this, like spiritual and emotional maintenance, all of that thing, like all of those things that kind of tie in with timing. They're really almost just think of it like bathing. Like if you don't really take care of things and you don't really examine things and just really survey the things that you've gone through and grow from them, you'll stink. You'll stink emotionally and spiritually. I was just thinking about my bath because I had a bath. And I'm
thinking
about stinking? Well, I've been stinking so bad this weekend because of playing drums.
Oh, yeah, because you've been sweating up a storm.
And now I'm just smelling myself, and I think I smell really good. So I'm just kind of tying that in.
Thank God for bathing.
Yeah, I'm thinking, well, you're good to other people if you bathe emotionally, physically, spiritually, right? Because all of those things, and we can talk about the bathing in many other walks of life, not just physically.
Well, it's really important for us to, I like that you brought that up, because I was researching and getting together all my stuff for this show, because I like to bring things from outside as well as my own perspective, because we are a big world and there are a lot of people in this world and people who've gone before us too. And a lot of wise people, a lot of people of soul. And wisdom. And I found this site, and it's actually online. You guys can probably just find it yourself. The gentleman, what's his name? I'm trying to find it. His name is Slade Roberson, and he wrote a book called Power. And he said that if you're always inevitably in the right place and time, and you can't miss which is destined for you, and you're doing your courageous best to identify and change the things that you can, then the only thing you really have left to ensure the magic is to choose to be okay where you are right now. And that has that's so beautiful, you know, because what he mentions here is, and you're doing your courageous best to identify and change the things that you can.
Yeah, there you go.
Because in his book, Power, he talks about timing and serendipity and synchronicity. And he says how neither of those things require our nagging directions and our instructions, because it's called divine timing for a reason. Mm-hmm. So he said it's not really divine if we're trying to control it. And I truly believe that. I believe that.
That's
I believe
true.
In divine timing, and I believe in trying to get out of the way. But I also know how easy it is for any of us to kind of get caught up in, like I'm saying about the music.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now's the time. And you'll even have people tell you that too.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? You'll even say to people, you know, people telling you, well, what's wrong with you? Now's the time. Get on it. You know, grab that rein of opportunity. And there may be something within your own self that says, no, it mm-hmm. doesn't feel right. It's not sinking in with me. My heart isn't in it, or something's not quite right. And instead of beating ourselves up over it, we have to trust ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's so important for us to let go. It's not about doing all the work. Because when you have timing, fate, and destiny as part of it, you're co-creating.
Yep.
Right? I had a counselor, I've mentioned this before, I'll say to him again, Reg Daggett. Hello, Reg, if you're out there. And he was a Taoist, and he says, you know, you could pray all you want, but God ain't going to slip pancakes under the door. You got to get out there and you got to do the work. But you're co-creating. You're not doing all the work yourself. So, you know, I also have people talk about cleaning up your own side of the street. So if we keep ourselves clean, if we keep our, you know, we do the best we can with what we know in the moments, you know, don't chastise ourselves for things we didn't know last year that we know this year. Kind of keeping it progressive, keeping it going, keeping the momentum in ourselves, in our spiritual growth or our mental growth or emotional growth.
You also really learn how to know yourself pretty quick. Like, you know, a lot of people kind of say, oh, you know, I'm messed up or I just can't seem to get anything right or whatever. I mean, just by looking back, you can really get to know yourself pretty quickly. That's probably the way that I'd recommend somebody to get to know themselves better, is to not search within necessarily, but, or you can, but search within by going back. That's how I've always kind of learned about me.
Well, give us an example.
Like say, I'll go back to like grade eight or something. And like, just say I'm trying to figure something out, like figure out how, you know, I'm not good at something, like say just tests or something, or how I handle myself under pressure. Instead of thinking like imagining different situations that could happen in the future, I'd rather take a look behind me and say, wow, well, here's this test on, you know, French. And I knew French so well, but, you know, as soon as I sat down at the desk and there was a clock ticking and there were people beside me and there was the pressure of a test, I can't believe I failed that. And then just learning about yourself like that, like it's hard to pull an example out of my head, but instead of just trying to search inside yourself when there's so much, sometimes it's a little less pressuring to be able to look in your past and remember things and sift through things.
So then how would that serve? Like, how would you, looking back at the fact that you have test anxiety and had it?
Oh, that's just a total example. Like, I'm even talking about relationships or something. Like,
no, but I want to know. I'm curious because you brought it up. So how, like, this is again about sort of using our lives as examples. How does that help you with knowing about timing or knowing about destiny or fate or about yourself?
Well, it's quite easy because if you say you're like in a certain relationship or something, and it's just not going very well, and you realize that it's kind of going similarly maybe to the past. And I mean, everybody's always going to find some synchronistic things with, you know, the past and the present, no matter what it is, even if it's the smallest thing about somebody that reminds you of somebody, or like whoever you're with reminds you of somebody, or a friend or whatever.
So now we've gone from tests to relationships.
I use test as a complete example.
Okay.
Like it can be the most broad of topics. Anything in your life that you are currently going through or that you want to learn about yourself, you look in the past. That's helped me more than anything. Whether it's a relationship, and that's what I was just saying. Like,
so see how you behaved in the
exactly,
in the past,
like
how you handled even failing a test.
Exactly, but at the same time, just by looking in the past, it can be a real encouragement because you can see also how far you've come. And it's like, you know how people say never look back, but that's honestly been one of the easiest things for me to do to help myself move forward and be at peace with timing. Because
that's cool.
Yeah.
As long as you don't stay in the past.
No. Just to learn from it.
Yeah,
that's really helped me.
Well, that's helpful. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
I think the one about relationships is good. I've got some years on you, and I've had, you know, a little bit more life experience. And not that I'm wiser, because you're extremely wise. But the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I've had more, for example, relationship experience. And looking at, you know, the thing about relationships is that the one thing that's always the same is that we're in them.
Exactly.
And the people can change, but us being in them, you know, doesn't change.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I think it's really helpful, when you can kind of look at, you know, things that perhaps are repeating patterns or whatnot. And you can kind of go, okay, instead of me blaming the other person, maybe I might want to look at myself and, you know. And I also believe in timing too. Like, just because a relationship ends, we're on the relationship thing here, doesn't mean that it was wrong or that it wasn't meant to be. I think a lot of times people think when it comes to time and it comes to pain, it comes to ending, whether it's a relationship or a job or a career choice, that we kind of see these as ew, yucky, go away kind of experiences. When in fact, I think that they're the opposite. You know that closing time song that we play at the end of our DJ gigs? Mm-hmm. You know, every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end.
Yeah, exactly.
If we look at anything that ends in our lives as a beginning of something else, I think it can help us to transition and help us to accept timing.
Yeah.
And instead of it being our, you know, our fate or our destiny being our foe, it can remain our friend, which is ultimately what it always is.
Exactly. I agree.
So if anybody has anything else to share about their own relationship to timing, fate, and destiny, feel free to call in to toll-free 888-627-6008. That's USA and Canada. And if you're calling from the UK or Europe or anywhere else, then just call, do your country codes with 530-327-7602. So I'm going to just talk about definitions so we sort of understand what we're talking about. Because I like definitions because to me it kind of puts things in perspective. And the definitions of synchronicity is the experience of two or more events that are apparently causally unrelated or unlikely to occur together by chance, yet are experienced as occurring together in a meaningful manner.
Hmm.
And that concept was first described by Carl Jung, who was a Swiss psychologist. He was a student of Freud's. Most of you probably know that, in the 1920s. So that's when synchronicity kind of was introduced to us. And it sort of goes hand in hand with serendipity. And if you remember that movie with John Cusack,
mm-hmm.
Serendipity?
I remember that one.
That's a really great example.
That was cool.
Of timing.
Yeah.
If anybody hasn't seen that movie, Serendipity with John Cusack and the English, beautiful English actress, I can't remember her name, but Oh, I just got a Twitter. I got distracted, folks, because our friend at Freaking Annoyed just said the Grammy should go to at Cheryl Catherine and at Riot A-Go-Go.
Yay. The Grammys are on tonight, so yeah. That might be what you're doing right now.
Thank you, Bob. That was really sweet of you. But anyway, getting back to the Serendipity movie, it's basically all about timing, you know. Here's an example in the script. These two, you know, young lovers meet, and he thinks that their timing is at that moment. And she says, let's leave this up to serendipity, to fate. And so she writes her phone number in a book. And then she just says, she puts it in a book. She says, she puts it randomly. She says, when you're meant to find this book, you'll find me. And it's a perfect example of timing because what we think is the best time for us doesn't always mean it is. Now, destiny or fate, the definition of destiny or fate, often they're synonymous and used together, when in fact they do have separate connotations, but this is sort of them as together. It's a predetermined course of events. It may be conceived as a predetermined future, whether in general or of an individual. And it's a concept based on the belief that there's a fixed natural order to the cosmos.
Hmm.
Now, this is why I brought in the blurb, we talk about fate or destiny, and I personally am a believer of fate and destiny and synchronicity and serendipity, because I do believe that there is a fixed natural order to the cosmos, but I also believe there is a chaotic
mm-hmm.
order to the cosmos. Now, I know that there's a lot of other schools of thought that have that same belief, where there is a belief in chaos and there's a belief in just natural, just an order, just, and that they really can coexist. And
mm-hmm.
so I was talking to Ash about this whole idea of us having free will.
Mm-hmm.
And so how does free will tie into this idea of fate or destiny? Because if we are completely at random of choice in our everyday experience of life, you know, coming from choosing what time you're going to wake up, what clothes you're going to wear, what food you're going to eat, what route you're going to take to work, whether or not you're even going to go to work, because everything creates a different experience. So I could have decided one day I'm not going to go to work and I didn't meet a certain person that would have been a part of my future.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could have decided to stay home and avoided a horrific accident on the freeway.
I could have decided not to go to Intergarden Chapel that day.
That's right, when you met me. But I also think that our meeting was inevitable because we were meant to do this band together. I really, mm-hmm. truly believe that. Because there's just too many other factors here. It's not just you and I involved in this band and believing in this band. It's so much more.
I know.
And so this is what I mean about it not just being what's best for me as an individual or you as an individual. It's what's best for all.
Yeah.
And what kind of musicians are we together?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
As opposed to individually, because both of us were doing our solo thing.
Yeah.
You know, both of us could have went our merry way and done our solo careers and, I don't know, had some kind of experience individually with that. But that's not what fate or destiny seemed to support.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, I don't know how much our listeners are in terms of, you know, connected in terms of even their own sense of self that goes beyond the physical world. You know, we're here physically. You can touch your body. You can see through your eyes. You can hear through your ears. You can experience this world, and we both agree there's a table in front of us, so therefore there's a table. And then we kind of delve into quantum physics and recognize that that table isn't in fact solid, although our minds and our eyes and everything about us is telling us that this table is definitely solid, but it's not. So when we go beyond the physical world and we get into the metaphysical world and we get into which is really where destiny and fate kind of lies. It's a concept. It's an idea. Mm-hmm. It's an experience as opposed to an actual physical table. You can't sort of take destiny and say, hey, look at destiny. I got it displayed in the corner of my living room.
Mm-hmm.
It's a concept. So if we were to take ourselves into a non-physical way of approaching it and coming from from the oneness of us all and from how big we are, how huge we are. We're so much bigger than our physical bodies, and we just kind of think we're so finite and we're so much bigger. And if we're a part of something bigger, then why wouldn't our choices, our free will, why couldn't it actually sync up with our destiny?
That's true.
Why couldn't it? Because if we are so much bigger than we actually think we are, in order to have this experience, we have to believe we're a bit smaller,
mm-hmm.
in a way. But, why doesn't it, why can't it sync up?
I like your curtains. I'm glad that whatever day you decided to go and
they're not solid. They look solid, but there's holes between
they're
those molecules.
They're nice curtains. They're brown and gray. Whatever place you decide to go to that day that free will took you there, I'm glad that you got those curtains.
I got these curtains at Jisk. Shout out to Jisk.
Jisk. Yeah, Jisk. Get in those nightstands, those really cool ones. I was looking at these little dresser things. I like shelves, in case anyone doesn't know. I
Excuse
love
me.
Shelves.
Yes, send her some shelves. She'll be your friend
and,
for life.
And so I went to Jisk, and they said they'd have them, and they didn't. And they said they'd have them again, they didn't. So get with it, Jisk.
They can't see? Again, timing. See, timing and fate and destiny is telling you you don't need those
Look,
yet.
We're talking about timing without even trying. You mentioned curtains, just timing.
How come you don't have what I want when I want it? Damn it.
Yeah.
Well, because it's not the right time. Maybe when you were building it 2 weeks ago, you would put your fist through the or something. I don't know.
That's true.
And you couldn't play guitar or play drums. You wouldn't be able to sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Then have the sweet, sweet rewards of a bath.
Yeah, that really was awesome.
See the simple things in life,
right? Eucalyptus.
There's a saying that sort of goes together with what I was saying about how big we each are individually. And it's a saying by Emerson, and it's, there is no planet, sun, or star could hold you if you but knew what you are.
That's cool.
You think about how huge we are.
I know. I feel it too. It's like sometimes things feel too big and I get a bit freaked out though. Like, just like they say, like sand through the hourglass, so are the days
of
our
lives.
And you know what? That freaks me out. I can't even think of that. I can't even think of it. Days of our life screwed me up.
Why?
Because I don't like that imagery of like all of our days sitting in an hourglass. It's like, what the heck are we going to do with those? I don't want to be on their show. Like, I don't want to be one of their sand particles or whatever. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be anyone's sand particle, and I don't want to be an hourglass. I want my own glass, and I want my own particles. I want my own beach.
Well, there's your free will, my dear. That's your choice, and we get to choose our attitudes, right? So, you know, one of the worst things I think for any of us to do is to be perpetually in fear of death. Because once we're perpetually in fear of death, then it actually limits us.
We can't live very well.
Not really, because there's a lot of things that we'd like to do that we wouldn't. You know, it sort of impedes us. And then, you know, how much time is spent in fear and thinking of losing our lives instead of living it. So I think that's one of the saddest things is when people are very much afraid of dying and spend a lot of time thinking about it. And
I don't spend a lot of time thinking about it, but I am like I shouldn't be afraid of death. And it's not that I'm afraid of death. I'm just afraid of loss.
Well, yeah, because it feels like forever.
Yeah.
If you're on the other, if you stay here and you lose someone, if someone dies, when you're the one who's left, it feels like it's forever. It's a feeling. It's not a reality.
Yeah.
But it's a feeling. And it's a feeling that's hard for any of us to kind of cope with. You know, that sense of grieving. And for those of us who are very well acquainted with our six sensory gifts, and we actually are in touch with those on the other side, then it makes it easier because we know that we continue. We know that death isn't an ending, but it is still a transition for us.
Yeah.
Because we don't have the physical body here that we can actually reach out and touch and hug and hold and, you know, sit and, you know, have that kind of a physical relationship with.
Yeah.
So it's more energetic, which is ultimately anyway what we all are.
It's true.
We're all energy.
It is true. And yeah, just timing for me lately has been, it feels like there's not much of it. And I'm so tired, but I feel like there's such big things happening in the world right now. And I think that's why everybody's tired. Like, I'm noticing as a teacher right now, like, I've had so many students the past while sign up, like probably about 6 or 7 in the past couple months. And within a couple, you know, a couple weeks, some of them, they're just all, oh, I'm so broke right now. I don't know what I'm going to do. So I can't come for a couple of weeks or something. But it just feels like things are really happening globally to a lot of people. Like a time right now.
What do you mean in terms of wage loss or job loss? Depression. A lot of people are bummed out.
But a lot of creativity too. Like everyone seems to be really highly creative right now. Like a lot of people.
Well, I think, you know, creativity comes a lot from a sense of loss. You know, a lot of great artists have created from great pain.
Yeah.
So we're definitely in a shift. We've had shows before. For those of you who are listening and are brand new listeners, I'd like to encourage you to check out our archives. We offer our archives for free. We don't
say archives again.
Archives, archives. I'm from the south. I say archives.
Sure you do. That was awesome.
You know what? This tea makes it really dry.
I was gonna say, here, have some water.
I mean, it tastes really good, but it makes my mouth really dry.
Well, it's kind of dry tea. I don't even want mine.
And I've been singing for 2 days, so I got a little bit of that hoarse singer's throat, you know?
My muscles hurt because I haven't played drums like that in quite a long time.
Other than beating up your family and your friends.
Yeah, which I do frequently.
I know, every moment. Anyways, just saying about our archives.
She couldn't say it again. Archives. Say it one more time.
No.
She won't even say it now. Hey, why don't you check out our archives?
Check out those things that begin with an A.
Archives.
ARCHIVES on bbsradio.com.
You're fun and sweet.
And we go all the way back. You know what? I forgot last show. We didn't celebrate. We've been with BBS 2 years as of January 16th. Yeah. Thank you to Don and Doug Newsom, the owners of the show, owner of the station that hosts the show. Fantastic people. We couldn't be happier with
so awesome.
a more supportive environment. We couldn't be in one. So thank you, Don and Doug, for
that. We love you. You're special. And by the way, sorry to Richard Henry Blair.
Yes, we're sorry, Richard. We were planning on airing Richard's show, and I even advertised it on the BBS site as well as
but
Ash sucks, as well as on the hologram Facebook page, and it just kind of didn't go as planned. So we are going to have Richard's show come up.
I suck at communication.
And we will let you know when, and I definitely encourage you to listen to that show. But you know what? The beautiful thing about the archives.
And the timing. That was timing. Maybe we were meant to play it.
I don't know. Okay, but the archives actually have Richard's show on the archives. So just check out our page and see what date Richard was on, and then the date coincides. What are you laughing at for?
I just love how you say archives.
I just said archives.
Archives.
I said it archives. I'm from the South.
I just love how she says it. Oh, look. Janice from Cloverdale is on line one.
I wonder who that could be. Hello, Janice.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
How are you?
Good. Good, good. I just want to make a comment on timing, and I was telling Cheryl this story today, and this is all about timing, and that's why I believe nothing is a coincidence, and everybody you meet is, you know, put in your path for whatever reason, but you kind of figure out the reason. If you don't know it then, you figure it out later.
Are you on a cell phone?
No.
Oh, it's all crackly.
There's some static coming through the line, Janice.
Is it still?
Yes.
Huh. Well, maybe that has something to do with our phones. Maybe I'll call you. I don't know how to call you. I don't know what to do.
It's okay. Just tell us
is
your
it
story.
Is still crackly?
Yeah, but just
is
tell
it
us
still
your
crackly?
Story.
I'm sorry.
It is, but go ahead and tell us the story.
Is it crackly on there? Well, and you know what? It's crackly like that on my AM radio, and we can't figure it out why.
That's odd.
Maybe it's the timing.
Yeah, hang on. I'll phone you back on a cell phone.
All right, you do that.
Okay.
Thanks,
okay,
Janice.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
That was awesome. It's just so great because that's my mom, everyone, and she's so cute. We're even going to have a little song. We're going to have a little song that plays before she calls. Like, it's time for Janice.
Because Ash's mom.
Because she calls and it's so awesome. I feel like we're like on Ellen and Ellen's mom talks, you know? Like, my mom's the coolest and she sometimes, it's like she's just calling us to talk and she forgets we're on air. Okay, call you back.
Well, Janice has a lot of wisdom. Your mom's pretty
She's
cool.
She's awesome.
My mom can't call in. She's in Arizona. She's busy. All right. We have Ryan on line four. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. How have you been?
How are you?
Pretty good. I'm good. I'm calling to talk about the archives.
I'm so glad another Southerner called in right now because I don't feel so embarrassed.
Oh, well, you know, we got to stick together, right?
It's the mint juleps talking.
That's right. My non-alcoholic mint juleps just go right to my head.
Oh, dear.
It's nice to hear from you. We haven't heard from you in a while, and we've been following you a bit on Facebook, seeing how you're doing, and it's nice to know you're listening and called in.
Yeah, it's nice to talk to you guys again. It's with everything that's been going on with school and music, it's been busy, but it's really nice to talk to you guys again.
Yeah, of course.
This whole thing with timing, that's been a pretty big thing for me over the last, I guess, 3 or 4 months. I guess the first one was I'd gotten accepted to school to study psychology, and which meant I would have to, you know, cut kind of my rent in half, and a friend of mine who has a house was looking for a roommate, and it literally cut my rent in half, and it was right at the same time. And then another example would be, you know, today when, you know, I realize that I need to get a set of drums and a certain lovely person.
That's me.
Yes. And I've already tested them out.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Ryan, to anybody who doesn't know, is we've jammed with him before. He's good at drums, and he's a good guitarist and songwriter, and he actually played the drums that I sold him. Me and my dad sold him today because he came over to jam with us before, and my dad wanted to get a new set of drums, and we figured that, you know, for recording, you know, maybe even to have some more sounds, etc., would be beneficial to us and my dad for when he's, you know, going to be doing band stuff. And so we didn't even really want to sell these drums, but then we were like, okay, well, we have nowhere to put them. So we were going to sell them, and Ryan made a post on Facebook, and he was like looking for drums. And like, I think it was 2 minutes later, I had written back and said, hey, do you want these drums? Yep.
I tried them. I like them. I'll take them. So there you go. That was perfect timing.
And they're such good drums. You'll love them.
Yeah, they're great, and it's they're perfect for home. So, so it'd be good. Yeah, they're
unobtrusive. Yeah,
I'm sorry?
I said they're unobtrusive. You just put your headphones on and you play all you want. Nobody hears you except for the tap, 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 tap on the heads.
Yeah, so, but it was really interesting with moving into this new place because, everybody here is fairly artistic, and it's really made me, it's given me a lot of inspiration that I actually lost for a while. And so now I'm, you know, I'm really branching out. I'm taking drums more seriously and playing a few times a week, and I'm writing songs again.
That's awesome.
And just really going into things with a full heart, which I didn't do for a time. I took a break. But it's, you know, it's just amazing how things come together. And even when things seem to be falling apart, they may actually be falling into place. I'm sure you've heard that quote before.
Yeah, that was Marilyn Monroe, you know. Marilyn Monroe did that quote. Yeah. Yeah, very cool quote about when things, you know, fall. Some things, good things fall apart, so better things can fall together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's cool, and it's great, you know, that, you know what I was saying about timing is for each of us. It's not just about individually, it's about all of us, and I'm sure even that house that you're moved into has benefited from you being there. So it's not just the benefit that you get, it's what everybody, you know, it's all, again, it's win-win. I believe in win-win in life.
It is win-win, and a lot of what people put their efforts into, such as Ryan's a songwriter, he has an album out now, which I'm going to plug, Ryan Ferber, awesome, and I actually am going to be purchasing that album from iTunes, which I've promised, and feel like a dip head because I haven't purchased it yet, but I have to set up my iTunes, so with, I've only been using the, you know, those little cards that you scratch, you know, the iTunes cards, so I'm going to buy it. Everybody should check out Ryan Ferber because...
Ferber, Ryan Ferber.
Yeah, really good.
Are you German Ferber or just Ferber?
Just Ferber.
Okay.
Thank you for that. I appreciate that. And Ash, when we connect, I will give you both a free CD.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Thank you.
I'll support you too. So, yeah, that's great. And I want to, you know, say that's really good because at times, like, that's probably actually one of the hardest things to do, to have to move, like, that kind of timing, like, when you want something bad enough and are like, okay, well, I have to move to make this happen. Like with your rent? So that's kudos to you because obviously it was important.
Thank you. Yeah, it was, at first it was tough, but I looked around my apartment and I'm like, you know what? I can have this or I can go and get a degree and, you know, just, you know, fill my life with art and music and creative people. And it was no question about what I had to do.
Yeah, and so it's important
to follow your heart.
Well, yeah, too, Ryan, you also get the benefit of knowing that once you do finish school and get your degree, you will probably have something even better than that apartment.
For sure.
You know? So. It is. There's that, you know, yes, not yet, or I've got something better. I think you got the not yet, I've got something better answer there. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and we'll definitely get in touch with you. Ash will have to get in touch with you in the next
for the drums,
couple days.
Yeah, we appreciate you calling in. Is there anything? Is there any other tidbits you want to add about timing and or fate?
I think it's just a perfect time for everybody to kiss a tree.
Ah, Ryan's so awesome.
I love you, Ryan.
We love you, and so do all the trees. Kiss.
That's right.
I love you guys.
Yeah, we love you, and you have a really good week, and we will be in touch.
Thanks. Sounds good. You too.
Okay. Big hug.
Bye.
Bye, Ryan. That's so great because, you know, I not only do I encourage others to kiss trees, but I, in fact, kiss them myself. And I was kissing palm trees when I was in Maui.
What seems so weird to people.
And my son was going, "What are you doing, Mom?" I'm like, "I'm kissing trees."
You know what? I think we're going to do that as a family. This coming weekend, we're going to be going to the States, actually.
Yeah,
so
as a family.
Yeah, we're bringing Cheryl, me, my mom, and my dad, and we're going to go down to Seattle for, we're going to go camping for a bit, and and my parents are going to come down and meet us, and it's going to be great.
Yeah, we're going to have a...
Kiss trees in the forest.
Kiss trees in Seattle.
As a family.
Yeah. We'll kiss trees in the middle of Seattle.
All four of us.
We'll get pictures.
Yeah.
We'll post them.
Do you want pictures to prove it?
So we want to direct you to going to our Facebook site, Hologram Music. For those of you who aren't liking us or know about us, please, please like us. If you do, we'll send you an MP3. Reason why I'm telling you to go there is we did a little snippet.
Ash
posted today a guitar solo from our song that we just did.
Yeah, we got the drums down, bass, guitar. It's still kind of demo stage, but we got the guitar solo on there. So we have a little snippet of our bridge from a new song called If There's Nothing Here.
Yeah.
So and go and hear it.
Give it a listen. See what we're up to. We're really proud of the music that we're creating and grateful to our muses and to all the creative flow. And happy to hear that Ryan also is experiencing it. And I just wanted to see if Janice, just encourage her. She's going to call us.
You almost called her
back.
Ranis and Arcas.
Arcas. I'll see if Janice wants to call in. And I got the Arcas ready for y'all.
Or if anyone, you couldn't even say it in the southern accent. She's my favorite person.
Sure I can.
She's my best friend
Don't
for a reason.
Me hustle.
Anyway, people, also, if anyone else wants to call in the remaining 13 minutes of the show, 888-627-6008. We're kind of goofy and having a good time, and we're also very intellectual. We're just feeling love right now. And
well, because it is Valentine's Day coming up, and I just wanted to...
Do you have a special Valentine?
I do.
She has a special Valentine.
So happy Valentine's. But I also just wanted
Mine's
to...
Mine's my cat. Mushu. Mushu Mama loves you. He's my soulmate.
I just wanted to also say... Happy Love Day to everybody, and it's not just about romantic love, and it's just about love for all of us. So just wanted to say Happy Valentine's to all of you out there on Thursday, and tomorrow is, I just stepped on
Your
her
Valentine
sore
hurt
toe.
My toe.
Tomorrow is, BC is for the very first time having our family day.
Yeah.
So I want to say to all the British Columbia listeners, happy family day tomorrow. I know Ontario also celebrates, so happy family day to Ontarians. I don't even know why people, you know, what if it's the Indians or the Avians or whatever it is when we where we're from.
I think it's
Are
so
we
cool.
British Columbians?
I think it's
Torontonians.
Really, I think it's really neat that they're having family day.
Yeah, there's a mixed feeling around it, but
I agree.
I'm pleased. I mean, I still have to work. You still have to work, but we're pleased.
I don't think
because we're self-employed.
Yeah. I don't think I normally would be working because most kids would be taking it off with their parents. But I have two really awesome students coming tomorrow for a double lesson at 12:30, and so I work most of the day tomorrow. Family day. My students are my family too.
Well, that's true.
So
we all are, we all ultimately are family, all joined.
Yep. So.
And I wanted to say, again, getting back to serendipity timing and all that, and I'm glad, thank you, Ryan, for sharing your experiences. And mm-hmm. Janice started to tell us a story, but we got crackled, and we couldn't, she's not phoning back. Maybe her phone totally died now. And then you shared your experiences, and I shared a few, but I wanted to go back to Roberson's Power and just read from his book, because this is really cool. Trust that the universe is probably not all that enhanced or improved by your manic attempts at micromanagement. So whenever you're striving for divine timing, realize it's called divine timing for a reason. It's not really divine if you're trying to control it. Your personal will is a powerful thing. Mantras, mindsets, good attitudes, and right actions are important. But part of what makes the magic in all of it so apparent is that you are not, in fact, required to do everything. So keep that in mind, too, when you're thinking about timing and being, whether or not you're in your Taoist flow, that your life is on track. How many of us have questioned if we've kind of gone off the rails or gone off track? And I've had some pretty heavy life experiences where it would appear that I'd really gone off the rails, when in fact it all just sort of came back around. So have faith that even those times when we sometimes do go off the rails, it's like, do you remember that ride? I don't know if any of you remember. This is many, many years ago. This is a ride that my father took me on prior to his death. And I was a little girl, and it was my favorite thing to do. And it was driving those old jalopy cars. And I got to actually drive a car because it had a steering wheel. It was a large car. It was the regular
size. She loves driving, too.
I love driving. And but it had a rail down the center. So no matter how much I tried to turn that steering wheel, if I turned too far right, that rail always got me, never let me go.
Yeah.
And that's sort of what I see divine timing and synchronicity and fate as. That we can take that car, we can take the wheel of our lives, we can kind of, you know, crank it to the right. But there is something that just keeps us.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps us. So I also found a really cool site online called healingabout.com. And they talked about synchronicity in terms of spiritual timing. For those of us who feel that spiritual timing's off, that, and I explained this before in the beginning of the show when I talked about how even in my own career, I kind of go, okay, well, I know I'm supposed to be doing this. How come it's not happening as quickly as I think it should? Or I don't feel that I'm being as effective as I think that I could be or should be. You know, that word should, which I really don't like, but we all understand the meaning of it, the connotation of it. But when you look at spiritual timing, what this healingabout.com site talks about is it gives us examples of how to sort of deal with it. And I want to share this because I thought it was really cool. Spiritual timing orchestrates the energy that is you for the good of all, not just for the individual, but for everything, everywhere. And you may be coming from the right place, doing everything right, having the right thoughts and providing the right energy, but perhaps somewhere something is not ready for what you are about to manifest. That's important for us to remember. We may be ready, but the world may not be.
That's true.
Right? So there's when synchronicity is missing, and this is when spiritual timing comes into play. So when spiritual timing is the cause of lack of movement towards your goal, patience and acceptance can help you cope with the delay. Remember, there are no mistakes, and there is a reason why everything happens or does not happen. Remember that we are comprised of body, mind, and spirit, and some or all of these areas can be addressed to help you wait until the spiritual timing is indeed right.
That's, you know what, I've thought about that before, like, you know, I want this so bad, but maybe something else is not ready for this.
Yeah, like a person who has to come in and be part of it,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, there's so many things behind the scenes. Remember that there's always something going on
mm-hmm.
behind the scenes. We forget about behind the scenes stuff.
Exactly.
Right? So this has examples, and I want to share this because I think they're important. So here are some hints that I use when I get into spiritual timing, and I love these hints, and I'm going to take these to heart because they speak to me, and I hope that they give you some solace out there. So number one, reduce your physical stress by taking care of your body. Eat a proper diet, take the correct dietary supplements and herbs, get enough rest and sleep and exercise. Number two, your mental stress. Reduce that by quieting your mind. Accept things are exactly right and stay positive. Understand that there are no mistakes and things will manifest when and how they're supposed to. Let go and just be without expectation. Mm-hmm. So spend your time in meditation and prayer. Number three, reduce your emotional stress. And this is by releasing attachment. So maintain an attitude of love, joy, and happiness. Know that you will be provided for and everything is all right. Be patient. Gain comfort knowing that things are happening for the good of all. When we kind of get outside of ourselves and recognize that it's a we, it's not a me, I think that helps each mm-hmm. of us. And finally, reduce your spiritual stress by cleansing yourself of negativity. Feel and connect to the openness of one, being one, and universal love. Trust your inner guidance always. Know that everything is exactly right and the solution is being taken care of. you should get that foot away from me.
It hurts.
She keeps putting her sore toe underneath my foot. Oh, man, this cough. Anyways.
She has a cold. P.S. My dearest father has texted messaged me.
Yes?
And he has said that all the phones are crackling, so Jen will not be calling back.
Aw, well, we definitely are, you know, we have a lot of fun with Janice, and we know a lot of people really enjoy her insights. And we're definitely going to be bringing her into the show a little bit more. We've been talking about that.
And I wish more people could enjoy her cooking.
She is a great cook. It's the Ukrainian in her.
But yeah, I really like those steps. I'll actually use those.
Aren't they great?
Yep.
Yeah, it says, following these hints doesn't mean that spiritual timing will work any faster. After all, time is man-made and not a prerequisite to the master plan. What will happen is that you will feel part of the whole, gain understanding and peace, and be able to assist with even more positive energy. So in the end, it really is just about our attitudes and staying positive. And yes, sometimes we need to have little pity parties, and that's okay. And I've said this to Ash too before, and I've said it to others. And I've even practiced it myself. It's not about not having times where we can feel sorry and sad for ourselves and grieve and cry and lament and do that. But it's about coming out of it and getting back into being positive and having faith and trust that we are definitely part of a divine plan. Not just me, not just Ash, all of us. And we all matter and we're each important. It doesn't matter if you're the Queen of England or if you're a junkie on the street. You're equally viable and important to the whole of all of this world. So we send you love, appreciation, and we ask that you not only kiss trees, but don't forget to kiss yourselves and find yourself and be in self-love. And that way we can share with others. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Mushu.
Stay in touch with Hologram. Check us out on Facebook. We're going to keep you and informed as to what we're doing. We're also on Twitter at Hologram Music. So looking forward to staying connected to you. If you're interested in our music, drop us a line.
We're going to be in the studio a lot now.
Yeah, and we're really happy. And it's all really great. Life is wonderful. So thank you, Divine Timing. Thank you, Life. Thank you, listeners. Bless you all.
Bless you all, friends.
Good night.
Goodbye.